Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from the NFL Network at A. Kinkabwala on Twitter. Hello, Aditi.
Of all the absurd things that we've ever talked about, drafting Joe Burrow and getting rid of Baker Mayfield may be
There's no conversation there. We can talk about plenty of other things. Aditi, what were your thoughts about Kevin Stefanski when he got the job yesterday?
I think it's not really a surprise, right? We knew that he was Paul DePodesta's favorite a year ago. We know that Paul was put in charge of the coaching search this year. It almost feels like a fait accompli.
Do they have to get Andrew Berry to you for this to all work out and be complete? Because if you're going to do something, you don't want to do it half-assed. You want to be the whole way through.
Well, that's also been a piece of this, right? We know how highly the Haslams think of Andrew Berry, what their feelings on him are. And this is something that we talked about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, right? As soon as John Dorsey was fired, wasn't I saying a name to watch is Andrew Berry?
I'm also...
So, and then, you know, there were candidates that came in with an idea of who they'd want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Stefanski was obviously open-minded to working with Andrew Berry. It wasn't like a package deal such as Josh McDaniels might have had.
Let me apologize to you for a second because I know you're holding the little one and maybe she was in earshot and I didn't want to say half-assed.
Sorry, she's that loud.
Like that.
I didn't want to do that.
But yeah, I understand. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. Elliot Wolf, is there a possibility he could be gone in this scenario here? Because I know that the ownership does want to hold on to him. They want to hold on to Elliot Wolf, kind of like an ace in the hole or whatever. But that might not be the way things go.
Ken, I have learned in 7 years around being around the Cleveland Browns, anything and everything is a possibility.
So he could be gone is what you're saying?
Things that don't make sense, things that, yes. I don't know. I will very frankly tell you, I have no information that suggest to me, should Andrew Berry be hired, then Elliot Wolf is not back. That is not anything that I have heard, quite frankly. But again, there's very little. I mean, come on, you're talking about the Haslam's fifth head coach here.
Aditi, do you
think... anything be off the table? That's essentially my point here. Nothing is off the table.
Do you think when you have followed this process, obviously very closely, you followed other hiring processes around the NFL... We know the reports that essentially Josh McDaniels came in and said, no, I'm not going to do any of this reporting to the owner every week. In fact, you need to restructure the whole organization. Did Josh McDaniels ever really have a shot at this job? Was this kind of rigged from the get-go?
No, I think he absolutely 100% had a shot. He was the only candidate to bring his wife with him in the interview process. I think it just speaks to this question of, do you want to, you know what, I'll do it this way. Robert Griffin told me last week about John Harbaugh. Every coach says he wants to win, but most coaches mean they want to win their way. And he said, Harbaugh doesn't care how you win, he just wants to win. If you're in a position where ownership is saying, okay, well, we want to do it our way. Our way maybe hasn't really worked yet, but we want to do it our way, then any head coach candidate has the opportunity to say, you know what, that's not the structure that I want. I also think that Josh McDaniel thinks he's going to go back for 1 year with Tom Brady and they'll both finish things out. There was something about him that I felt coming in. I mean, come on, I was on the radio last week and I said 50-50 and you all got so upset with me, but
I did get
it's
upset.
Not that it was rigged against him. I just don't know that he was all in on it anyway.
We had high hopes.
What he heard maybe didn't push him over that line.
You're right, and I'm sorry about that. We had high hopes. I'm just doing a whole bunch of apologizing to Aditi right now.
That's okay, and you know what? Now that I'm not holding the baby anymore, so
okay.
Your listeners won't complain that every single time they talk to me, they hear a small child.
Now, that is not from Anthony and I. You know we love you, and we love your family.
I said your listeners.
Exactly.
But, and Kevin Stefanski has three children, so, I mean, people should get used to seeing children.
Well, so do I. They should pay me as much as they pay him. Aditi Kinkabwala on the show. Hey, you were
in
Baltimore.
Can we talk about the defensive coordinator?
No, I want to talk about something else real quick.
Okay.
And we'll get to the defensive coordinator, I promise you. You were in Baltimore this last week, right? Yes.
Yes. I was, and I saw your favorite quarterback.
Lamar?
I mean, there's a little birdie that tells me you do like Lamar.
I do. He certainly sucked up the room the other day. But either way, I want to ask you this here. So you're in Baltimore. You do spend a lot of time in the AFC North. You go to Cleveland, but you do spend a lot of time in both Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Have you talked to anybody about what they think about this whole hiring Kevin Stefanski? Are there sources within the two teams that you can give me an opinion of what they think of this?
I think that in general, most people's opinion are about the club at large, the way that things are structured, how they can't seem to get things right. And I will say that one member of the Ravens organization, who will remain nameless, pregame on Saturday to me, said, "It's a mess, and I love it."
Whoa.
Which is what you would expect a division rival to say, right?
What were they saying a year ago?
Probably much the same.
Because I remember, I mean, Aditi, you were very positive about them a year ago.
Let me be very clear. It isn't, it's a mess over this hiring. Nobody is saying anything negative about this hiring. I think it's just about what's happened and how no one can seem to take hold. No one can really get a chance to, well, I mean, I guess Hugh Jackson had a chance to make things happen. But, you know, the one thing, and I think we talked about this before, so forgive me if we have, but you really, really, really need a strong partnership on the GM side and the head coaching side. Those two people, I will call them people because one day we may see a woman somewhere, those two people really need to be in lockstep. And you see it with Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin. You saw it with John Harbaugh and Ozzie Newsome, and now John Harbaugh and Eric DaCosta. You see it with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. There needs to be a meeting of the minds there. There needs to be a sense that we've got each other's back and we're on the same team. And Hugh Jackson obviously didn't do himself any favors, and they left, and he is complaining about the front office and that he was hamstrung by them. And, you know, it sort of feels like that piece hasn't really worked out. So I'm very, very curious to see how much say Kevin Stefanski has and the gentleman whose fortunes his will be tied with.
Aditi, I do want to know, because you're following these other teams, you're seeing how the Ravens have done it and the Steelers have done it, and we're trying to get this on track. When you're hearing about the way that they want to use analytics, which we know the Ravens were really big on analytics, Harbaugh's talked about that so much and how helpful that has been in his headset. How do you feel that the Browns would be able to adapt something like that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And we've talked about this before, too. The Patriots have used analytics forever with Ernie Adams up in the box with Bill Belichick. You know, maybe didn't have the name analytics, but this is not an analytics are good or bad or in opposition to football in any way. This is just, what is the leadership structure? How many cooks are in the kitchen? How many people ultimately have a say? How many different philosophies are guiding who has the say in what way? And who's the authority here? You know, who does a head coach have enough authority? This is something that I believe it was Steve Young said about Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett. And he was saying that the next head coach, Jerry Jones, needs to step back because players could go around Jason Garrett to Jerry Jones. And what that does is it essentially strips power from the head coach. And so you need one final voice with the team, for sure. So let's see how that goes. That's a big piece of it. You need a unified full. It's almost like parents. You know, like my husband and I can totally disagree on how we're disciplining our kid, but it's got to be one unified front. And if we're arguing, we're arguing behind closed doors. The kid can't feel like, okay, mommy said this, but I'll just go to daddy and get it changed. It just doesn't work that way. And a football team is exactly the same way. You can't have a GM and a chief strategy officer and a head coach and an owner and all four people giving you four different answers. So, and I'm not saying that that's what's happening. I'm just saying going forward, everybody's got to be on the same page, on the same team, have each other's back, and that's that, basically. Easier said than done, right?
Aditi joining us on the hotline. What do you think of Wade Phillips and the possibility of him coming here? You wanted me to tee
you up?
Yeah, I don't
like switching to a 3-4. I mean, Myles Garrett is your best player.
Oh, Aditi, come on now. That's, you know they're not running a base 3-4-4-3 anymore.
I am a huge fan of Steve Wilkes's. I think Steve Wilkes is just about as class of an act as can be. I think he's a great teacher. I think he's a wonderful human. I think that he did a lot right. And from what I was told, he was a possibility to work with Stefanski a year ago, so he should be given every opportunity to do that. And look, Wade Phillips is a guy that's run the 3-4 forever. That's his scheme. You really think that that's the right fit for Myles Garrett?
I don't think that we could subscribe though anymore to base 3-4 or 4-3 defense, especially when over 70% of what he ran last year was a different type of front from base 3-4. I think it was actually over 79%.
Like, it was all that successful last year anyway. Look at what Lamar Jackson did to him.
Well, depending. Okay, one game based on 39 years as being a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, you're going to face Lamar Jackson twice a year for the next however many years.
How many other teams did Lamar Jackson do that to? Good defenses. That's why he's the MVP.
Whatever happens, and I have nothing. I think Wade Phillips is hysterical. I would certainly, as a reporter, love to have weekly sessions with Wade Phillips. He's obviously a very good coach, but I would say that don't sleep on Steve Wilkes. I think he's someone that should really come back.
I will take a nap Rip Van Winkle style on Steve Wilkes.
What?
I will take a nap like I'm Rip Van Winkle on Steve Wilkes.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like him. I like Wade Phillips more.
Because you want, see, this is the whole point, Ken. You're like wanting drama. This is
a
club that needs the least amount of drama possible.
Wade Phillips is dramatic? He's not dramatic.
Well, it's just, it's like I said, the fun press conferences, the tweets, the
just because he's on
conversations.
Twitter.
Like, you want some juice.
But
there's
that's
wrong with boring.
But that's
sometimes
different.
Boring works.
But boring really hasn't worked with Steve Wilkes. I mean, before this, Lima brought it up. He was a defensive coordinator for a year. I got 39 years experience as a defensive coordinator or head coach. He's been in those positions longer than I've been alive.
So now you're saying that experience really matters. What about Kevin Stefanski, who's barely older than you?
I didn't make that argument beforehand.
Wow.
I didn't make that argument beforehand. You
don't get to sit here and say, oh, experience trumps all, and then turn around and say, I don't care if the head coach doesn't have experience.
I didn't say I didn't care if the head coach has experience. Which show were you on? Wasn't mine.
Well, it just feels like you can't advocate for experience as being somebody's greatest asset do you think it matters that Kevin Stefanski doesn't have head coaching experience?
It certainly concerns me.
Or doesn't have much coordinating experience?
It certainly concerns me, yes. Right? Wouldn't I be?
You know what? He could be an absolute commander of men, born leader. He is an Ivy Leaguer, and as you know, I'm partial to Ivy Leaguers.
Oh, here we go, you Ivy League people.
But it does feel, it's sort of the Cowboys made very clear that they needed somebody in the room who had done it before, and they went out and got a guy who won a Super Bowl. And by virtue of that, he comes in and players sit up. He's done it. He's done it before. They know he can do it.
I hope
now, that
so.
Doesn't mean that somebody who's never done it can't do it.
That's true.
And, I certainly, and I've said this many, many times, I certainly hope that this is the one. I hope that this is the coach that sticks. This is the coach that turns around the Cleveland Browns. It's always a heck of a lot more fun when the Browns are winning than when they're not. I'm excited about bringing in a play-action pass game. I feel like that could work. This is a guy that's clearly going to get the most out of Nick Chubb.
Also.
I mean, all of that is really, really good, but this is a club that hasn't really, Freddie Kitchens had never done it as a head coach. He'd been in a coordinator for a handful of games.
Well, I'd rather,
really been in that leadership CEO position. Jackson is a guy who'd never done well in that CEO position. In Oakland, his players didn't like him. He didn't do well here. It's done now, so you hope for the best.
Aditi, I can't thank you enough. Thank you very much for the time.
Is that the way you shove me out the door?
It's 39. Like I got to get to the break.
It's very rude.
Don't do that to me. It's 39. Kid's going to lose his mind on
it. There's a nicer way to wrap up than I can't thank you enough. That's like when you're on the phone and you say to someone,
please.
Okay,
Aditi, they do have a nicer way.
They do
I do have a very nice way to get to wrap this up. If
don't
you
do it. Don't.
All right.
No.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to break.
Don't send me the email. Send them to Kid. Zach Jackson at 9 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.